To begin with, see if you can position yourself as comfortably as you can, shifting your weight so your body feels well supported, and gently allowing your eyelids to close, arranging it so your head, neck, and spine are straight, and letting your hands rest comfortably on your body so you can feel the rise of your body as you breathe in and the way it settles back down as you breathe out. And you're becoming more and more attuned to the feel of your breath moving in and out of your body. And with each in-breath, imagining that the warm energy of your breath is moving into any part of your body that's sore or tense or tight, and releasing the tension with the out-breath, so you can feel your breath going to any uncomfortable places, warming and loosening and softening them, and then gathering up the tension and breathing it out. And any unwelcome thoughts that come to mind, those too can be noted and acknowledged and sent out with the breath. So for just a moment, your mind is empty. For just a split second, it is free and clear space, and you are blessed with stillness. And any emotions you might be sensing inside, those too can be noted and acknowledged and sent out with the breath. So your emotional self can be still and quiet, like a lake with no ripples. Always aware of the healing action of your own breathing, cleansing and clearing, as you affirm your intention to stay strong and well during these challenging times. And imagining a place where you feel safe and peaceful and easy. A place you used to go to, or somewhere you've always wanted to be, or a place you go to now. And it doesn't matter if it's by the ocean or in the woods or up in the mountains or in the desert. Just so it's a place that feels good and safe and peaceful to you. And allowing yourself to pick just one special place for now, knowing you can always change it next time if you wish to. And allowing the place to become real to you in all its dimensions. Looking around, enjoying the colors, the scenery. Looking over to your left and over to your right. And feeling whatever you're sitting against or lying upon. Whether you're leaning against a friendly wide oak tree, or lying surrounded by sweet meadow grass, or walking in the woods on a fragrant carpet of pine needles. Or you might be at the beach, with cool, wet sand oozing between your toes and gentle waves lapping at your ankles. Or maybe you're just sitting on a nice warm rock in the sun. It doesn't matter, because you know that any place that feels safe and peaceful to you is the right place to be. and listening to the sounds of the place, letting your ears become attuned to all the beautiful sounds around you. In this place that's so safe and peaceful to you, and smelling its rich fragrance. Sometimes the air is so laden with scent, you can practically taste it on your tongue. And noticing the feel of the air on your skin as it caresses your face and neck. And it might be crisp and dry, or balmy and wet. So you're just letting your skin enjoy the wonderful presence of this place that is so safe and peaceful to you, and letting its healing energy soak into your skin, letting it fill you, permeating muscle and tissue and bone, all the way down into each and every cell. So with every breath, you're inhaling the nourishing beauty of this place, breathing it into your heart, letting it soak into every corner of your being, infusing you with peace and calm, feeling the healing presence of this place, surrounding you with a cushion of gentle healing energy, softly vibrating around you and tingling on your skin, becoming more and more palpable to you, sparkling dots of dancing color, lightly touching your skin, and hearing its gentle humming song. And inside, at the center of this cushion of energy, you can feel safe and protected, knowing you're able to take in whatever is nourishing to you, but insulated from whatever you don't want or need. And now, sensing that this cushion is drawing to it all the love and sweetness that has ever been felt for you by anyone at any time. Feeling it pull in all the caring, all the loving kindness that has ever been sent your way. Every prayer and good wish, every smile, every heartfelt thank you, every nod of acknowledgement and respect, all of it permeating and filling the field of energy around you, pulling it all in like a powerful magnet, calling every good wish home, and so increasing the powerful field around you. And perhaps sensing the presence of those who have loved or nurtured you, those who love you now, or who will love you in the future. Just the ones you want with you, and sensing them around you now. People from your life, alive or long gone, beloved friends, teachers and guides. There might even be a special animal, a dear old pet, nuzzling your hand or sidling up against your leg. There might be guardian angels, some familiar, some not, it doesn't matter. Just so you feel their encouragement and support. Perhaps even catching a fleeting glimpse of somebody. Maybe noticing an old familiar scent. Or hearing the timbre of a dearly loved voice. or sensing a presence at your side, or just behind you. Perhaps sensing the presence of smiling ancestors, there to support you, nodding and smiling, because they know that you've picked up their banner of commitment and care, that you carry the best of what they stood for. And one might stand before you, offering a loving look of deep understanding, placing warm, gentle hands on your shoulders, so you can feel a soft infusion of warm energy moving into the tired, aching muscle of your neck and shoulders, your chest and back, softly releasing tightness and discomfort as it flows all the way down your spine, into your abdomen, and all the way into your extremities. Soothing, healing energy, reaching to the very tips of your fingers and toes. And you can just let the healing warmth move through you, breathing deeply and easily. Another might unfold something that looks like a glowing blanket or shawl, pulsing with its own powerful healing energy. A magical covering with an ability to draw out of you anything you might wish to release or discard. Gently placing it around your shoulders. And you can feel a soft, warm comfort on your skin as tension and fatigue are drawn from you, leaving you lighter, freer. And more, you can find yourself taking deeper, fuller breaths into the opening spaces of your body. And you know that it's not just your body that is cleansing and clearing, because the blanket is also absorbing pockets of guilt and sorrow, drawing out of you any harsh judgments or diminished self-regard, that feeling of never doing enough, all of it releasing and absorbed by the powerful energy of the blanket. And releasing too the frustration at not being able to change this. Easing the pain and the grief of having to witness lost capability and dignity. Absorbing and neutralizing feelings of impatience and resentment at the loss of your time, the narrowing of your options, at the apparent endlessness of it all. All of it is released and absorbed, lifting the worry, the fear, the loneliness, calming any upset at the heedless remarks of others, all of it absorbed by the powerful energy of the blanket. And more, you can breathe deeply and fully into the healing spaces of your body, into the vast reaches of your opening heart. And your circle of allies smiles and nods as the blanket is carried away, taking with it the burdens that have weighed you down. And you can stand lighter and freer, shoulders looser, back straighter, feeling your own powerful core energy bubbling up from deep inside you. Still alive and well, and moving all through your body. One leans in with a gift to acknowledge the kindness you've shown. Another salutes your resourcefulness. And still another whispers to you about your tenacity and strength. How you give of yourself beyond even your own expectations. Affirming how deep your love goes as you continue to breathe in and out of your heart deeply and easily. One acknowledges your capacity to see straight through to the beauty of the person you care for. The essence that lies beneath impairment or disability. And another reminds you of the special moments of intimacy and connection that have emerged during this time. One has a box of sweet memories for you, times of love and laughter for you to dip into, to replenish your heart whenever needed. And another slips something special into your hand, something to remind you to take care of yourself too, as you remain aware of the healing action of your own breath, in and out, sustaining and nourishing you. A special one leans in and says, "Remember, this is not for you to do alone. We are here at your service. Lean into us whenever you need to. Use our shoulders, our backs, our hands. Because we know that even though your shoulders are big, ours are bigger. And this is what we're here for." And suddenly you are certain. You know with your whole being that you can do this, that you have always had all the strength, all the trustworthiness, all the commitment and compassion that you've ever needed to do what is necessary. And you can breathe deeply into the power of this awareness, taking it into your heart and spreading it all through your body with the out-breath. Understanding that you are surrounded and protected by powerful forces, your witnesses, your own private cheering section, saluting your efforts, always at your side, yours to notice whenever you wish. And so, feeling peaceful and easy, you can once again become aware of your special place. Although perhaps the colors around you are brighter, the sounds more vivid, the air more intense. And again, becoming aware of your breath moving in and out of your body fully and easily, feeling your hands and your feet, perhaps feeling the need to stretch a little and noticing how good it feels to move after being still for so long. And so, whenever you're ready, very gently and with soft eyes, allowing yourself to come back into the room, knowing in a deep place that you are better for this. And so you are.